In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat. In the last episode, we touched upon His blessed knowledge, His childhood. When did He complete the Holy Quran at the age of 4? When did He become a Mufti at the age of 13? What are the youth of this day and age doing? We talked about Allahu Akbar, how a grandfather and a father should have a mindset of their children. What do they want them to be? And what role models do our children or we have? We will also look at, subhanAllah, the jazba, the passion of Ala Hazrat regarding fasting. We will also look at, mashallah, how Ala Hazrat, when he used to study, how did he acquire this knowledge? What sacrifices did he do? What was his routine, subhanAllah? When are we going to sit down and learn from these blessed personalities? We might say that they're not with us today. How do we get blessings from them? Through their works. Alhamdulillah, today, once again, we have been lucky, I have been lucky, to present to you a small part of the blessed life of Ala Hazrat. First, mashallah, Durood Sharif, let's get some blessings regarding salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has been mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites the summary of the hadith, 50 times salawat upon me in a day, I will shake his hand on the day of judgment. Musafaha, subhanAllah. In the last episode, we talked about role models. Today, which role model do you know? If you remember him 50 times a day, he will help you on the most difficult of times. He will help you on the most difficult of days. The day of judgment is equal to 50,000 years. Mother will run away from daughter. Son will run away from father. Everybody will run away from each other. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, come to me, ana laha, ana laha. I am made for this. I am here. Allah will listen to me. Allahu Akbar. Come to me. I will help you. I will enter you into Jannah. Allah will not reject what I say. Subhanallah. Allah's pleasure is in the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make this intention. How long does it take? 50 times a day. Literally 1 minute. Less than a minute. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the shortest durood sharif you could read. Sallallahu ala Muhammad or... This is one durood sharif, or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read this 50 times. It's not that long. This is something for all of us to contemplate on. And again, mashallah, regarding the blessed topic today, the blessed life of Ala Hazrat, the seerah of Ala Hazrat, Allama Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman wa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What did he do in his childhood? How did he sacrifice his time? How did he study the knowledge of Islam? He was so busy in writing fatawa. He was so busy in studying the knowledge of Islam. He was so indulged into the works of deen, going to the masjid to offer his namaz with jamaat, with the congregational prayer, and advising others, and even visiting others as well, meeting visitors. And neither did any signs of weakness appear. Subhanallah. How many lessons do me and you learn today? There's one part where we're giving time for the dunya. We've given 24 hours, for example. We've done a long shift and we, you know, no one does a 24-hour shift nowadays. Let's be real. A lot of us, we probably do 12 hours, 10 hours, the most probably 18-hour shifts. And we go home and we relax, but we're eating, we're drinking, we're sleeping. During those shifts, we're having breaks. Ala Hazrat never had any breaks. 24, this is just one of the days. We're not talking every single day. Every other day was like this for Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat was so busy in compiling fatawas, writing, mashallah, legal verdicts, you know, visiting people or them visiting him. And he would do so with a smile, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he had no signs of weakness up on his face, his blessed body, his blessed face. And on top of that, he wouldn't even miss his namaz. Today, we have brothers who are probably listening, the youth and the elders. We do 12-hour shift, 8-hour shift, maybe even 6-hour shift, but we have no time to read the namaz with jamaat. This is a big problem, a very big issue. You say you have love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, you know, never missed jamaat. Ala Hazrat will never miss jamaat. They try as much as they can to make sure that the jamaat is first, everything else is second. Namaz is first. Today, brothers doing a few hour shifts and they say, brother, I got no time for namaz. You see, you talk to brothers today. Brother, did you read your Fajr in the masjid? No, I had no time. Brother, I couldn't even read Fajr. But what time did they wake up to open their businesses? 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes, 6 o'clock in the morning. They go to drop off their kids to school. They wake up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. They wake up out 1-2 hours early. Have breakfast, get the kids ready. Why? Because the kids need to become engineers tomorrow. The kids need to become doctors tomorrow. Education is important. I'm also saying education is important. But Islamic education is first. It's more important than Dunyavi education. Allah Hazrat, by the way, he knows more maths than me and you. But he did this to the religion of Islam. And today our kids and our elders, they do 6 hour shifts, 5 hour shifts. You ask them, did you read Dhuhr? No, brother, I was at work. Reading namaz at the masjid is one thing. Reading namaz alone is a totally different thing. There's people who don't even go to the masjid. There's even more large of an audience, people who don't even read namaz. And then Asr will come, they'll say, brother, I had to go pick up the kids. Maghrib will come, brother, I had to do something. I was busy at work. I dropped off the kids and I come back after Maghrib. Okay, Isha, everybody's dead at Isha time. Everybody's asleep. Nobody's awake after that. That's it, I gotta go to sleep, I gotta wake up early. But if there's a game on TV, people will watch the game. If there's a drama, they have the timetables. They know they have reminders now. People have reminders that I gotta watch this episode. Yeah, on the TV. This is the 30th episode of this drama. Or I gotta watch the football match. Or the cricket team, my favorite cricket team is playing on this day. People don't look at the time zones. They say, look, it doesn't matter. We understand, for example, their favorite team might be playing in America or their favorite team might be playing in Europe. And people are across the world, because of the different time zones, they will put into the schedule. They won't argue or complain. They'll just put into the schedule and still turn up. Some people even book their tickets just to go to watch the match. But we can go from country to country to follow our role models. But we can't go 5 minutes from our house to the masjid to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sajda brings coolness to the eyes of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we can't do this. Allahu Akbar. Another thing we learned regarding Ala Hazrat is that he never had any signs of weakness appear. Subhanallah. Today we do short amount of things and we get very weak. Our bodies, our immune systems are very weak today. We're not eating the right foods. We're not taking care of our bodies. We're eating a lot of junk food. Today, the youth, pizzas, burgers, chips, so much junk food. Look, we all eat it, even me. But there's some individuals who only eat this. They don't eat the healthy things like the dal and the roti, the gosht and the biryani. They don't eat these kind of things. They just love outside food. Our body, just like time, Allah Hazrat's time, he understood it was a ni'mat. Our bodies are also a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Hazrat never wasted a single minute. How many minutes are we missing? And then on top of that, are we wasting? And then on top of that, how much damage are we taking? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another blessing of Allah Hazrat is him fasting as a child. I have a beautiful narration with me. And the summary of this narration is that, you know, Allah Hazrat, once he started to keep roze, his father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan. This was the first roza of Ala Hazrat, the first fast of Ala Hazrat. And in the blessed home, obviously in those times, and even today, we have sections, don't we, in our houses. We have the living room, we have the front room, the visitor room, upstairs guest room, we have a bedroom, and we have the kitchen, we have the toilet. In those times, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan in his house, of course, they had, mashallah, the kitchen, the dining area, the area where everybody will gather, the bedroom, the living room, the private room. In the blessed home, in the section where all the items for iftar were kept, there was a specific room and there was a sweet dish was set and the sun was at its peak. And this was the first day Ala Hazrat was keeping roza as a child. Allahu Akbar. And just as the time of namaz approached, the blessed father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, took young Sayyidi Ala Hazrat to a room. And in the same room where the you know, the firni, the sweet dish was. And he glucked the door, bolted the door. He then takes the plate and he gives it to his son, Ala Hazrat. And he says to him, eat, my son, eat. What was the reply of Ala Hazrat? Ala Hazrat is just a child. Ala Hazrat says, how can I eat when I'm fasting, O my father? Maulana Naqi Ali Khan replied and said, my child, this is how children keep fast. The reply from Ala Hazrat as a child, Ala Hazrat says, he upon whose command I have kept the fast is watching me. Allahu Akbar. I.e., my father, even though you've closed the door, even though nobody else will see me, even though you say that this is how other children fast, I have kept this fast for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is watching me. Al-Basir is watching me. As-Sami is hearing me. Al-Aleem, he is aware of everything. Allahu Akbar. On hearing this answer, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, when he heard this from his son, who's only a few years old, scorching sun, hot day, iftar is prepared. Of course, children are inclined to feel hungry, thirsty. But when he heard this from his son, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan started to cry. Tears came down from his blessed face. Subhanallah. It is noted in this narration that, you know, at those times, there was intense heat in India. For little children to fast, it was nearly impossible. But Ala Hazrat, even as a child, he's conscious of his creator, of his Rabb. Again, I say, educate your children and push them to the, not to extreme lengths, but push them to limits where they become great. Help them keep fast during Safar. Help them keep fast during this month, during Rabiul Awwal. You know, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal is coming. Make them keep a fast. The 25th of Safar, make them keep a fast. The 11th of Rabiul Akhir, make them keep a fast. Slowly but surely, inshallah, it'll be easy for them. Inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to act upon the lessons of Ala Hazrat, of his blessed childhood. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will dive deeper into the blessed knowledge of Ala Hazrat and into his blessed fatawa, Fatawa Razaviyah, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and his blessed books. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day. To walk the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza's way.